Here's a question. How high did you get this year? And before you answer that, that question might mean something a little different than you are thinking of. It's the Motivational Firewood Radio Show. Here we go.
Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Radio Show, hosted by keynote speaker, author, and vision board mastery creator, Steve Gamlin. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Now, at the time of this broadcast, it is the home stretch for the year, and I hope you've been consistent throughout the year. Maybe you didn't hit all of your goals, but I'm hoping that you didn't just bail out when you saw something was going to be 100% successful and say, oh, well, better luck next year, and then just coast your way through the rest of the year, undoing all the good work you may have done just because you think, well, I didn't quite make it, so I'm just going to fall back to my old habits for the rest of the year. You know who says stuff like that? Quitters. You know, I'd rather climb 3/4 of the way up a mountain than quit halfway, thinking, well, I'm not going to make it to the peak, so I should just walk back to the bottom and start over some other day. You know what you get when you're 3/4 of the way up a mountain? A heck of a view. You do. The higher you climb, the better the view. And that's, I've said that forever on stage when I'm up there. The higher you climb, the better the view. And also something else I found, the higher you climb, the cooler the people who cross your path, because they're up there willing to do the work, or they're coming back down from the top and they'll give you some tips about how to get yourself up there as well. So if you climb 3/4 of the way up a mountain, you get a really good view. What do you get from the bottom? Well, you get a view of the parking lot and the porta potties. Whoop-de-freaking-do. Not much of a view at the bottom of the mountain. Now, I set my goals for this year like I do for every year. I create vision board. I've got my written goals. I've got my action plan. I know why I want each one. I mean, I teach this stuff, so I do this for myself as well. Did I hit every single goal that I had mapped out to hit this year? Nope. No, I did not. And I'm keeping it real here, being 100% transparent. My goal weight for the end of this year is 210 pounds. Now, 18 months ago, I weighed 247 pounds, and I'm currently somewhere around 222 pounds. Am I going to make it to 210 by the end of this year with, at the time of the broadcast, 1 month to go? Maybe not. Now, does that mean I'm going to quit my daily mile plus warm-up walk? Nope. Lifting dumbbells and doing resistance band workouts? Nope. Riding the Peloton cycle to hit my goal of 2,400 miles this year? Nope. I am not going to give up on any of that because I'm 3/4 of the way up the mountain. The view's pretty good. I'm feeling good. I'm eating good food. Haven't had a drop of alcohol in almost 19 months. Drinking lots of water every day. Feeling healthy. I'm digging the view from 3/4 of the way up the mountain because it beats where I was 18 plus months ago when I weighed 247 and did not want to leave the parking lot. Now, have I worked out every single day this year? Nope. Haven't done that either. Most days. But I've ridden enough and I've built consistency and created momentum that as of this morning, I have pedaled 2,167 miles out of my 2,400-mile goal, and I will reach my goal for that, for the number of miles, by the end of the year. So even though I may not have that exact number on my scale that I wanted, I still have time to give it my best, to create a better result than if I did nothing. That's how this works. It's not an all-or-nothing game. And if you do that in your head, you can undo so much progress that you've created. Maybe you wanted to make a certain amount of money this year and you gave it your best effort. Maybe you fell a little bit short. Is that a failure? Nope. Because maybe you got 3/4 of the way up the mountain. So however far you've come, however close you got, make that your starting point as you set your next level goal. You got this. I know I've got this. I will hit my 2,400 goals. And next year, I'm going to set a goal even higher. for more miles on the Peloton. I'm going to continue to eat healthy. I'm going to continue to drink lots of water every day. I'm going to continue to take my vitamins and my supplements. I'm going to continue to make better food choices, not only in what I eat, but the amount I eat. I'd rather have this really cool view from three quarters of the way up the mountain than sitting at the bottom looking at the parking lot and the porta potties. You know what porta potties are full of? Crap. Don't be a porta potty. Keep going. Keep the good stuff coming out of you and going into you. Enjoy the view from as high as you can climb. And find the best people to climb with, by the way. Cheer people on as they're climbing. And if you see somebody who has already succeeded where you wish to go, high five them on the way by and just ask, hey, do you have any advice to offer me? I'm three quarters of the way up. What do I need to know to get there? What path should I follow? How did you get up there? Did you ever have times where you doubted yourself or fell a little bit short of a goal? Most people have, if they admit it. So enjoy your view and keep looking up and keep climbing higher. And if we happen to see each other out there, that's me high-fiving you right there.
Thank you for listening. For more information on how you can create a more vivid, focused future with the Vision Board Mastery Program, or to invite Steve to be part of your next event, please visit motivationalfirewood.com.